Next on our agenda, we have our legislator Kathleen Labuda would like to speak to us on Sullivan Street.
Thank you, Mickey and Barbara and Barbara. I like that. It's nice to see three women up here, too. No insult to the men. The reason why I asked to come and speak this evening is that there's a little bit of, I think, confusion about the village paving project. And I asked Mickey to give me 5 or 10 minutes on the floor, and I wanted to just explain where we're at and how we got to the point where we're at. Limey Holmes is here. Thank God he's one of the big supporters of this project. He's been with me since 2002. In approximately 2001, 2002, Bob Whitehead, the then mayor, came up to the Department of Public Works and asked the county if we would oversee the project for the village. Normally, we do not do that because we try to let the villages take care of themselves, but the project was going to be over $1 million project, and the village at the time felt that they could not handle the money, which we know your budget is basically pretty small. So I asked the commissioner of the Department of Public Works if we could oversee the project in the village. Jonathan Ruiz and myself met. We met with Lyman Holmes and a couple of the John Klein at the time trustees. So the DPW decided have the villagers do a resolution. We don't like to, you know, step on the villagers' toes. It would be your policy, your engineers, your resolution. Do a resolution, and we would then oversee the project. So in August 15th, 2002, the county passed a resolution, and the resolution read, whereas the village of Wurzburg requests the assistance of the county to sponsor, provide administration and project management for the project of the reconstruction of Main Street. So you say, well, what does that mean exactly? What that means is this. The Department of Public Works, the village hired the engineers, and unfortunately the engineers have changed a couple times since the project started. The village passes a resolution, they hire the engineers start the project, and all the contracts and paperwork that your engineer does, they send those contracts up to the county. We have a very large engineering department that oversee what they do, and then our engineers, who are very, very well qualified to do projects that are over $1 million, send the information up to the DOT, which is the Department of Transportation. Then the Department of Transportation takes a look at the information to make sure that it's absolutely correct, precise, and that the numbers all meet up. What happens then is that once the project starts and it gets going, the county will take, like the bank, let's pause the bank for a minute. We actually will oversee the project. We will then take the money out of the county budget. We will pay for the vouchers will come in. We'll pay for all the project, all the vouchers, and then we get the money back from the DOT. Because for those of you who don't know that, sometimes it takes the Department of Public Works a year, 2 years, sometimes 3 or 4 years to pay us. You know, because you have to do, there's a lot. I mean, the paperwork is like this thick, folks. It's hundreds and hundreds of documents and pages. So that's what the county does. That's how we oversee the project. At no point in time did we stop the project. We take advice from the mayor and the trustees. We're moving it forward. It's a little behind Bloomingburg's project only because we changed engineers. And once you change engineers, you have to start the process and the paperwork all over again. So the project is going forward. Whatever the county can do, the Department of Public Works can do for the village, we're happy to do it. We're still going to oversee the project. We passed another resolution last week to continue the project, to oversee it. So we're on board. I'm hoping that the two trustees and Mickey are still on board. I know that you're waiting for some paperwork from Ed. You have to sign this week. He has something in the mail. And the DOT is going to pay 90% of the project now, not 80%, which is what they first figured it would be. So you'll be getting that paperwork this week. That's the process, just so you understand it. We're just like the bank. We oversee the project, and we're happy to do that. And unfortunately, it's a little behind schedule, but we'll make it happen. Any questions?
The time frame. I'm tired of fixing my car. But you said Bob Whitehead went up to the county in 2002.
Yeah,
5 years.
Well, that's, you know, it's a million, $1.9 million project, and I can't push the DOT to make the project go any faster than it is. That's how long it's...
5 years?
Well, we're behind schedule because the engineers were changed, and that wasn't up to us. Yeah, that wasn't our fault, so.
Well, it's got to drive it every day, it's like driving something back there.
Yeah, but I think the village has a plan for the Main Street.
We have a plan for that.
So they're going to tell you what, where they are, where they're at.
It's a compromised situation so that we can do something now.
Well, I understand that, but like Kathy just said, went to the county in 2002.
And now they're talking about 2009.
Right, so that's why we have to do what we're going to do.
So it's still 2 years away.
And I think the trustees, and we've met a couple times recently, and they're going to give you the update as to what they can do. But I have to tell you, if you want to take a drive up to Roscoe with me someday, I mean, the roads are, I mean, they're a little shabby, they're a little, I know there's some holes. But I got to tell you, there are roads in this county and up in, way up in, going towards Roscoe that are 10 times worse than the village.
I understand, Kathy, it's not my argument, you know, they don't have the traffic flow we have, and it's probably not their Main Street.
And you're absolutely right, so let's hope with the new trustees and Mickey the mayor that they can, they're going to have, they have a plan, they're going to make something happen hopefully this year, and then 2008, 2009, well, the DOT will start their project. That's where we're at.
Well, is it more up to the village now, or like the county to push it more?
The village, the village does the resolutions, and they hire, you have the engineers on board, correct, Mickey? Once the engineers do all their studies and the surveys, then it comes up to the county, and we, so it's quick, whenever they, as soon as they do it, we get it, and we send it up to DOT, that's the process. You guys lead it, and we just follow up the paperwork, make sure it's correct, and then we'll pay the bill, and then eventually we'll get reimbursed.
And kind of the engineers now are kind of, right?
Well, Mickey has the engineers on board, yes.
Yeah, McGowan House, I didn't change it.
She didn't change.
Right.
Yeah.
I didn't want it to.
They weren't the beginning.
Right.
They weren't the beginning people.
It was Sandor.
Sandor was the original engineer.
And that's, yeah.
And when the last administration changed engineers, that's when it bogged down.
It put us, yeah.
So there is no reason for me to change engineers and do it again.
Right.
No.
But we have a plan, and I think we should talk about that right now.
Okay, and also we don't have to.
Go ahead, stay here.
There's a multimodal grant for $117,000. We have to guarantee that the road stays intact for 10 years. So what we're going to do is go ahead, and we're going to do that project. We have to, if anything happened to the road in the process of the major project, then we are going to be responsible for repaying back the $117,000 for the multimodal grant. At this point, it's worth it. Our road is in such bad shape, we're not giving as an exact year, 2009, 2010, it could be down 2011, up to that, we don't know. We have to do something now. I can't wait 2 years, we can't wait 2 years, we can't wait 3 years. This road is horrible, okay? So we're going to pass
A revenue anticipation.
Right, a revenue anticipation note that we have to have front the money first, and then we're going to get repaid back by multimodal money.
And I think maybe, if I was correct, it's going to be from the light to has?
No, actually, it's going to be now past.
A whole street.
Okay, the whole, okay.
The whole thing.
Because what's happening now is that the top from the church up looks fine, but it's breaking up. If we may also just go do the whole thing, because next year, that could be all broken up. We still don't have the major project. May also just do it now and hope, and, you know, see what happens in 10 years.
What happens to the grant at this point?
No.
The grant stays in place. They will do everything else.
What?
But the road.
But the road.
But the main problem of the road
Is the concrete underneath, so we cannot wait 3 years to do everything.
Because if you don't take the concrete out in 5, 7 years, it's going to look just like this.
Well, it isn't, because the last time we did that was when I was the clerk, and it was a long time ago. I can find out the year we did it. But this lasted a lot more than 5 or 10 years, the last time we did it. It doesn't go on forever.
And Limey, the DOT came down and met with Barb and the trustees, and they, because Barb said, I want to make sure that that's not going to jeopardize the project. And they said, absolutely not. They'll just take that piece out of the project. Because like they said, if the roads, you know, the roads, they want to repair them.
And we still get the landscaping, the handicap.
They'll still get all the other.
The sidewalks, the lighting, we're getting all that.
And now they're putting up all new poles.
But how are they going to put in the drainage that goes underground?
I know, but.
That's not going to happen.
Well, you're doing the drainage, but you're not doing the drainage.
We're not touching.
Yeah, they're not.
They're not paving.
We're not paving that part.
They're not touching the. drainage.
It was only the center of the road.
Yeah, it's only the center.
Where the holes and the potholes are on the, like you said, the cracks.
So two lanes going down.
When they come in, they can do that later.
And they're taking off an inch and three quarter, or an inch and a half, and putting on top of it an inch and three quarters.
So they're gonna mill it.
The entire project will cost $166,102. As that's the that's state bid prices and county bid for the blacktop. That 117,000 of that will come back to us from this grant. The remainder of it we can use. We have $22,000 in CHIPS fund coming in that we can possibly use, and we may have to put a bond anticipation note for 5 years for the remaining $40,000. Before, we had decided to do the entire street. When we were talking from the light to the end of the street, I worked on the figures that it would cost, and with a 10-year repayment, it would cost my house, it's easier to talk about people's properties, $38.08 a year, roughly. I mean, it would change each year because of the interest rates, but that's what it would have cost me. It would be 34 cents a thousand on your assessment. Now it's going to be up because we've decided that there's no sense doing the project without doing the entire street.
And Barbara spoke to an accountant and gave her those figures,
right,
so they're pretty accurate.
Yeah,
we don't want to just second guess.
I didn't dream that.
she wanted it to be $10, but it happened to be $38. But that's...
Only thing I learned over time is we're going to do it right.
Absolutely do it right, but we got to do it. We got to do it. We can't wait 3 years. You know what
that street
looks like.
Who knows it's going to be 3 years?
Yeah, it could even be more than 3 years.
The relationship between this whole project and it's related directly to Route 86, Interstate 86, right?
Mm-hmm.
And it's because, as I understand it, and you correct me because you understand it better than I do, because exit 114, that interchange will change, they anticipate that we'll have increased traffic on this on Sullivan Street.
In the village, yeah.
And that's the rationale for us getting this aid. Now, I don't know if they've even determined what 114 is going to be, right?
No, that's not them. But we do have, we do have signed contracts. I didn't want to bring them this thick. I met with Ed this afternoon, the guy that's overseeing the project, our engineer. We have signed contracts and commitments from the DOT. Lima, you've been at several of those meetings. You were there with me since 2002, you know, and so we do have you do have the commitment. It's just the delay, excuse
me. And the worst case scenario is if they had to bust it up, if they determined that they had to get that concrete out and they had to bust it up, then we'd have to pay back the $117,000 that they gave us, which is basically what it would cost us to go out and do it right now. So with any luck, we won't have to pay them back $117,000. That's where that now, it's not going to cost us $38 on my house. That's only if we have to pay it back. And if they don't have to dig it up, the grant takes the majority of it, along with the CHIPS funds. Does that make sense at all?
I mean, Lamy certainly knows he's been on the
Eventually, when they do the big project, they're going to dig it up.
They may or may not.
They're not sure of it.
No. That's going to be
That's
the risk we have to take.
Right.
Well, if it takes 10 years for the grant to come through,
then we'll be fine.
Exactly.
Well, then it doesn't matter.
Right.
Well, that's what I mean. But hopefully,
we'd like to think it was before that. I understand.
If somehow they snuck it in 2 years, I'd rather wait and get it done right.
Well, I think you're a minority of about maybe three of you.
But that's just the way I am.
Imagine what this road would look like in 3 years.
Huh?
This road's going to be impassable in 3 years.
So they'll guarantee you'll get it in 3 years.
We're beating up the snowplows. We're getting a lot of aggravation about beating up the snowplows. Ted, yes.
I was going to ask if you could run down that one more time, just to make sure I had it, but you know what?
Well, we
you
can.
Get it.
Okay, no, thank you, private.
Okay.
I don't want to put everybody through that.
You know, many years ago, the DOT called Bloomingburg and Worsfold the gateway to Sullivan County. A lot of people get off that exit, like Barbara said, and come up this, and they want to make sure that we have clean, safe roads to go up to wherever they're going to Monticello or to wherever they're going. So it's a beautiful area, and we want to keep it that way. And unfortunately, it's a little behind schedule. They're doing the best they can. So thanks, ladies.
Lynn, I had a question there about. I was here in June, and there was an announcement made that the road was going to be fixed on the 13th of July.
Maybe it would be fixed.
Maybe.
It's planned now for September.
Is that the same thing?
Yes, yes.
It's the same thing.
What we had to do is dot all the i's and cross the t's because we didn't want to lose that major grant.
Okay, so it was still in jeopardy at that point.
Right. Yes.
Just by rolling over, just paving it real quick.
Yeah.
Okay.
When this grant goes into effect, if you ever get it, they're going to replace all the underground services that are under the road.
That's going to be, the engineer is going to have to determine what needs to be done. The engineers have to determine.
But right now, isn't there water lines?
Yes, there are.
To go mm-hmm. from side to side?
Yes, mm-hmm. there are.
So if we repave the road now, and they break, we'll have to get it back up again to fix it, correct?
Well, that's what we'd have to do in
that's
any,
risk we
in
have
any
to take.
Situation.
It's a risk in any
way. Well, a broken thing, water main is a broken water main.
This thing with the engineers and the grant, every time you change engineers, it puts the grant back.
We didn't change it.
But I'm saying.
Right.
Yes, it did delay it.
Absolutely, yes.
What's
I voted against it.
Maybe it was
open. You say, for whatever reason, you got in a fight with your engineers and they just didn't want them anymore. You have new ones. So then everything starts all over again?
But we're not going to do that. We have no problem.
Well, you never know.
Now you passed. Didn't you pass a resolution to keep?
I did.
She sent the county a letter already saying we're going to keep
right.
the Boolean
going.
Green House.
We've been village engineers with the exception of a small number of years for about 25 years. There was a gap in there when an administration was not happy with them. They have since become the engineers again. They know the village. They know the water system.
Oh, yeah.
They know the budget. They're very knowledgeable about the village of Wurtsboro. They're sometimes a little hard to get a hold of, I have to tell you. They've become the municipal engineers for almost every village and township in the county and a lot of them in Orange County. So sometimes we get frustrated because we can't get things as quickly as we need them. But they know the village and they're very eminently qualified engineers.
Like I said, I am entitled to change engineers, but I would not change engineers for that project. I mean, I did go for the water project that's going to be on Water and First Street, only because the cost was so much savings, from $14,500 to $8,500. So I had to go with B&L to do that water project.
But I don't understand why that should affect the grant.
Because
well,
they have to do all the paperwork, right?
Well, I'll be very honest with you because the cat's out of the bag. Sandorf threatened to sue the county because what happened was he was the engineer that oversaw the project. When you change mayors, the mayor decided on a new engineering company. So that's, meanwhile, Sandorf did all that work, paperwork, took him months, maybe a year, and he threatened to sue us all because he said, wait a minute, I did all the plans and now you're going to throw me out. So that was...
But didn't you get paid for it?
I didn't, Mickey. I don't think so, no. So we calmed him down and
well,
we have
he's
new...
Well, then got a right to sue.
Well, I'm just saying that's... So now you see how, you know, unfortunately, you can't change
but,
engineers when
I
they...
I think that if you paid him for what he did, mm-hmm. you should be able to change engineers, right? You can't be able to report.
I don't think he was paid. I'm not so sure.
I understand he's got a problem. I'm saying, you know, if I hire you to do a job,
but he didn't. You know what? He didn't complete the job because what happened was the new administration came in and they changed. They did a resolution to throw him out. Basically, that's what happened. So, you know.
Well, I would think if he did all the beginning work, send out, then they should.
Yeah.
The new engineer should reimburse him somehow.
Yeah.
That's
out of
they saved him a lot
yeah.
of
time.
Yeah.
Yes. Well, we're moving the project forward, and thanks to the group, they're not changing engineers anymore.
Right.
And related to
what
that.
About the storm drains that were originally part of the plan? Are those lost now? That they were supposed to replace a lot of storm drains along here.
That's not going to be affected by our replacing by the
so those will go in later.
Right. That's okay. Part of the big
that's the big
project.
So we still got the storm drains and the streetlights.
And the landscaping, the handicap,
the sidewalks.
Everything's in place,
okay.
Except the main road.
So along with that, then,
okay.
We might as well move this up, and I would make a motion to authorize the mayor to sign a, or to take out a revenue anticipation note in the amount of $166,000 for the street resurfacing. The entire length of Sullivan Street.
Yeah,
And that $166,000 will pay the contractor until we get the $117,000 back from the state grant, and we will supplement it
with CHIPS money.
With CHIPS money. The remainder may well become a bond anticipation note, which would be payable over 5 years.
Mickey, the sergeant is here.
Yeah, she's here.